and how he was mistader in terms of Erev Pesach, if there's no rush, exactly what is there. And we pointed out that Rabbi Shimon agrees that there's a din of Tashbisu, and that has ramifications. And we've shown him exactly what are the ramifications. However, in terms of pre-Pesach, we paskin like Rav Yehuda, and that's what the Gemara says over here on Daf Kaf Chesem Adeis. What I'd like to do today is just go over the Gemara Kaf Chesem Adeis through Kaf Tesem Ad Aleph to end up with the Knas, but just with the help, you know, Ha'aros in terms of Shad and the Gemara. The Gemara from the sixth line on Daf Kaf Chesem Adeis, U'minayim lo'okal chametz mishay shalos l'mal she'over belosa, says the Shita of Rav Yehuda, she'nemar lo'tochol alav chametz, divi Rav Yehuda. That we have an Easter of Chametz at the time of the Shlita of the Korban Pesach, Alav, Lo Sochal Alav Chametz. Amar Rabbi Shimon, the Chiev Shalomar Kein, Halal Kvarnem, Lo Sochal Alav Chametz. Then the Pasuk continues, Shivas Yomim Tochal Alav Matzos. Clearly, Matzah is not a Chiev in the time of the Shlita of the Korban Pesach. Im Kein, Matam Odomar Lo Tochal Alav Chametz, Beshoshi Yeshno Bekum Echol Matzah, Yeshno Bebal Tochal Chametz, Beshoshi Eno Bekum Echol Matzah, Eno Bebal Tochal Chametz. Namely, as Tosus points out, Tosus Masulim Kain, the word Alav certainly relates to the Korban Pesach, but it can relate to the Korban Pesach in terms of the Achila, not in terms of the Shchita. And that's what's said over here, that you begin eating Matzah at a time that there is a Chiyuv of eating the Korban Pesach, and Huadin, by Chametz, when there's a Chiyuv of eating Matzah, eating the Korban Pesach, that's when the Chiyuv of Chametz enters, namely what we call Tosmano, not Lifnei Zmano. What will Rav Yehuda do with this question of Rav Shimon? The Gemara will come to a little later down the Amud. However, the Gemara just wants to start off with the basics. My time at Rav Yehuda, who says that there are three Yisurim, Lifnei Zmano, Toch Zmano, and La'achar Zmano, Tzlasa Kroi Ksive. Lo Ye'ochel Chametz, that's the din of La'achar Zmano. Ko Machmetzes Lo Sochelu, that's the din of Toch Zmano. Lo Sochel Lo Chametz, that's the din of Lifnei Zmano, Alav. Chad Lifnei Zmano, Lo Tochal Alav Chametz, that is Lifnei Zmano, V'chad La'achar Zmano, Lo Ye'ochel Chametz, V'chad L'toch Zmano, that's the Kol Machmetzes Lo Tochelu, the pasuk continues, Shivas Yomim Tochal Matzos. Rabbi Shimon, Chad L'toch Zmano, that's the Lo Sochal Alav Chametz, that's what we saw in the previous Gemara, that applies to Leil HaSeder, that's Toch Zmano. We have two more psukim. Kol machmetzes miboy lechadetanya. Ein li elishnes chametz me'elav. Machmas dovar acher min ayin. The dovar acher Tosus over here points out is referring to an external leavening agent like shimrei yayin. And we're talking about seor, barer, that's certainly neschametz, that's super neschametz. How do we know even an external leavening agent would also be a minimum enough to get through the din of chametz? Tamed Lomar Kol Machmetzes, and that which was Nechmatz from an outside agent, Lo Tochelu. What about Lo Ye'ochel Chametz? So Miboy Le'ilchadetanya, Rav Yossi Egilu Yomer, Menayim LePesach Mitzrayim, Shein Chimutza Noeg Ela Yom Echa, Tamed Lomar Lo Ye'ochel Chametz, V'samach Le'hayom Atem Yotzim. This we saw in a previous Gilgul, that Rav Yossi Egilu learned out from this pasuk that on Pesach Mitzrayim, there was an Easter of Achilat Chametz one day, and we pointed out that then Rav Yossi really agreed that it's also an Easter of Hanah. Only nowadays, Rav Yossi says, that there's only an Easter of Achila without an Easter of Hanah. But in the first Pesach, there was an Easter of Achila and an Easter of Hanah from the smichus of Lo Ye'achol Chametz, Hayom Atem Yotzim. Rav Yehuda, what does he do with these two drashos that Rabbi Shimon learns out from these two psukim? Machmas dovar acher menalei, mida afgei rachmana b'lashon machmetzes. We always have a concept of pshuto shel mikra and a drasha. So Machmetzes Pshuto Shel Mikra is Chimotei Davar Acher. The drasha is that we have over here in Yisra of Chametz, Tosmano. What about Rav Yosef Gavlili Menale? Iboy Islema Midas Samachlei Hayom. So again, we have Smichus and we have a drasha. So the Smichus teaches us the din of Pesach Mitzrayim, but the Pasuk of Lo Yochal Alav also of Lo Yochal Chametz, that teaches us the din of Lachar Zmano. Or Bichlal, he's not Dorish Smuchin, and the Rashi points out that this is the Shita of Rav Yehuda B'chol HaTorah Kula, that he's only Dorish Smuchim in Sefer Mishneh Torah. The Sefer Mishneh Torah has a different nature in terms of it being one drasha of Moshe Rabbeinu. Within a few days there, the Seder, we don't say Ein Mukdama Me'uchar. There we say that everything was Keseder, and so we're Dorish Smuchin. The rest of the Torah, that's the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's above time. And then... Megillot, Megillot, Torah was given Megillot, Megillot, in other words, that's above time, that's above space, that's above Smuchin. Okay, in other words, in fact, everyone's Dorish Smuchin. The question is, where were Dorish Smuchin? The Gemara then continues, Amar Mar. Go back to the question that Rabbi Shimon asked on Rabbi Yehuda. Omenayim lo'ochel chametz mishesh shos lemalo shu over below taseh shenemar lo'sochel olav chametz divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that relates to the Isur, relates to the time, I'm sorry, of Shchitas Korban Pesach, that then we have an Isur of chametz lifnei zman. Omer Rabbi Shimon v'chiyev shalom arkein. How can you understand the word olav as relating to the time of Shchita? Halo kvar nemar lo'sochel olav chametz. Shiva Simon Tochal Olav Matzos. We have a Chiyuv Matzah is linked in with the Olav. Rav Yehuda Shapir Ko'amalei Rabbi Shimon, that we're moving over, that we have over here a Hekesh between Matzah and Chametz. Whenever there's going to be a Chiyuv of Matzah, Tochal Olav, we're going to have a din of an Isur Chametz, Los Tochal Olav. Rav Yehuda Amar Lach, Hahu, Lekovo, Chova, Afilu, Bizman Hazeh, Huda Asa. Well, over here we move over to... a whole different world. The Rashi points out that in a chenami, we certainly have a kekesh between chametz and matzah, but not to limit the time of the Easter of chametz to the time of the din of matzah, but pumfakert, to say that as long as there's an Easter chametz in the world, we're going to have a chiyuv of eating matzah. Namely, this is coming to neutralize a hidden element, which the Gemara brings up later on Daf Kufchaf, that we have a pasuk al matzos umarorim yochluhu, which seems to link achilas matzah with korban pesach. Here, this is overridden by the hekesh to chametz. Even if there's no korban pesach, as long as we have in the world an isur of eating chametz, we're going to have a mitzvah of eating matzah. Namely, al matzos umarorim tochluhu is neutralized. It doesn't link matzah specifically with the world of korban pesach. Then the Gemara continues, Rabbi Shimon lekova chova minale. How does Rabbi Shimon know that we're going to have a chiyuv of matzah nowadays, even though there's no korban pesach? Nafkalei mi be'erev tochlu. That the pasuk be'erev tochlu matzahs, that overrides the matzahs of Orim tochluhu. Like we'll see later on in Daf Kufchaf, according to Rava. Rav Yehuda, what does he do with be'erev tochlu matzahs? Mi bo'elei letamei. That these two are pater from Pesach Rishon. Saka daitachamina ho lePesach lo yochal matzah umarar nami lo nochal. Does that mean that Pesach Rishon they shouldn't eat matzah and marar, and they're going to be pushed off to Pesach Sheni for the Korban Pesach? What about matzah umarar? Ka mashmalan that we have over here a chiyuv of be'erev tochlu even for those who weren't able to bring the Korban Pesach. Come in. Rabbi Shimon. We have those not only who are being pushed off, but who are mufka from Pesach. And becholzo, what about matzah and mara? They're only mufka from Pesach. Bohu deino ochel, aval ochel hu b'matzah u'mara. So if the orel and the benechar are going to be chayiv in matzah u'mara, so hu hadin, the Derech Rechoka and the Tamei are going to be Chayiv and Matzah Umarav, Rav Yehuda. So what does Rav Yehuda do? Why does he need the drush of Erev Tochlu Matzos? We have the din of Korel Lo Yochal Bo, Ksiv Bahai, Uksiv Bahai. So here there's a question exactly, are we dealing with over here that we have our options, we have our druthers. You can either learn it all out from one or learn it out from two, or more likely, which is more pshat, is the Rashbam on Daf Kufchaf, you can't learn out one from the other. You would have thought that maybe there's a difference between Ariel and Ben Nechar, who have no future option to eat matzah and morar. It's either now or never, because they're not shaykh to Pesach Sheni. As opposed to Tommy and Hayabat Derech HaChoka, they're going to eat Pesach a month later, so they can also eat matzah and morar a month later. Kamashma, we have two drashas, one that the Ariel and the Ben Nechar should eat matzah and morar, and the second is that the Tommy and the Derech HaChoka should eat matzah and maror during Pesach Rishon. Now, in terms of what Aaron was mayor very, very properly, what exactly is going on over here in terms of the world of maror? Namely, on the level of matzah, clearly everyone agrees that there is a chiyuv bisman hazeh either from Be'erev Tochlu Matzos, the drasha of Rabbi Shimon, or from the drasha of Rabbi Yehuda, that we have the hekesh between chametz and matzah, tochal olav chametz, and then the pasuk of Shiva Yisrael tochal olav matzos. Whenever there's going to be an Easter of chametz, there's going to be the din of matzah. So we have over here a din of matzah. What about maror? So the way that Rashi quotes lekova ochoma, the Rashi in the middle of the or about a third of the way down in the thin lines points out lekova matzah chova ledoros. Calls man shehu muzer al chametz afilu bisman shein pesach delo tema al matzos umarom yochlu ksiv, namely that we're neutralizing this pasuk of amatzos umarom yochlu. Amatzos umarom yochlu is not telling you anything about the chiyuv matzah. It appears from Rashi that matzah and maror are independent chiyuvim. It's just telling us that these independent chiyuvim, when you're chayev korban pesach, you're going to be mekayim them simultaneously with the Korban Pesach, but they're basically independent because we're learning, because we have the Hekesh. This is implied by Rashi in the Shita of Rav Yehuda, but the Gemara says it black on white within the Shita, within the Drushos of Arel and Ben Nechar, Bohu Deino Ochel Avol Ochel Matzah Umarar, and Hu Hadin within the Din of Derech Chalka and Tamei. The Gemara says over there, Hoil Pesach lo yochal matzu maror nami lo nechel kamash melon. Now our Gemara over here is making an equation between matzah and maror, that wherever we're going to have an independent chiyuv of matzah, we're going to have an independent chiyuv of maror. That our whole sugya is coming to break the connection between Pesach on one hand and matzah on the maror on the other hand. Again, within the drushos of Tamei, Derech Rechoka, Arel, and Ben Nechar, it's black and white in the Gemara. Within Rav Yehuda's broader drush, in terms of Bizman Hazeh, it's certainly implied by Rashi that once we neutralize amatzos umarorim, this frees these mitzvos to be mitzvos ledoros, not only mitzvos that are linked to the world of Korban Pesach. Namely, if you want to put it another way, our Gemara is the mirror image of the Gemara of Daf Kuf Chaf of Rav Achar Bar Yaakov, was it? And Daf Kuf Chaf Amad Aleph, who said that we don't distinguish between matzah and maror, that we're going to view them as a pair. Not Rava, second day over there. Rav Achar Bar Yaakov. Rav Achar Bar Yaakov, he learns echad ze v'echad ze d'rabbanan, namely that we link them. If we're going to have the drasha hamatzos umarorim, then they're linked. Whenever we have Pesach, we're going to have both of them. Whenever we don't have Pesach, we're not going to have either of them. Rava is the only one who makes the break between matzah and maror. That distinction between matzah and maror that Rava makes is ignored by our sugya. So the question is, how do we deal with these two sugyas? We have a sugya on Daf Kuf Chaf, where we have Rava, who distinguishes between matzah and maror. We have Rav Achar Bar Yaakov, who doesn't distinguish. And over there, the Rashbam, the Rambam, they all paskin like Rava. And our Gemara simply ignores that whole distinction between matzah and maror. Lehefech, it constantly brings together matzah and maror. So here there is a machlokas within the Rishonim, how to relate to our sugya. We have the Rabbeinu David and the Ran, who simply say that our sugya is lav dafka, that the entire world of matzah umarar, the word marar is simply shigra delishna. It really doesn't belong in our sugya whatsoever. It doesn't belong here at all. Because we see from Rava that the whole issue is one of matzah. Is matzah independent or is it dependent? Maror is certainly dependent upon Korban Pesach. However, even though that Shita is quoted in the Me'iri, he quotes a Yesh Misha Piresh, but the Me'iri then himself learns that our sugi is Dafka. Tami Yomishaya Beder Chachoka, Afal Pishahem Nidachim LePesach Sheni, Chayavim Hem Bebrishon LeMatzah UMaror, as the Gemara says. V'chein Yisrael Orel Afal Pishen Shochtim Es Pesach Olav Chayav Hu B'Matzah Umorar. Namely, that our Gemara is taken literally. Yesh Nishapiresh Nachon. We have a Ran. We have Rabbeinu David who want to say that it's Shigra the Lishna. But Me'ikar Hadin, we paskin Chiyuv Matzah and Morar. Had it only been a Me'iri Mela, but we have a Rambam. The Rambam learns that way in Hilchos Korban Pesach. The Rambam says that Orel shall she'ochal kezayis mi besar ha'pesach loke ubohu she'eno ochel aval ochel hu matzah u maror. Namely, that he understood the drasha by Orel of bo to exclude korban pesach. The Orel is not shach korban pesach, but he's chayev in matzah and maror. This is the Rambam. This is no shigra the lishna. Namely, the Me'iri and the Rambam are in cahoots one with the other. So the question is, how exactly do we understand how the Rambam deals with these two sugyas? So the Rambam paskins like both sugyas. We have a sugya on the Kaftesamid days that says that we chayav in matzah umarar, that they're both independent, afal pi she'ein pesach. And we have, this is Pashtus in the Sugya through Rabbi Yehuda, through Rav Shimon. All the drashos appear that Matzah Mara go together. Then we have the Sugya on Daf Kulcha, where we have Rabba, who is saying that we have a Chiyuv of Matzah, Afal Pi She'ein Pesach. But Maror is only with Pesach. And the Rambam passes like both Sugyas. In Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah, the Rambam paskins like Rava, and in Hilchos Korban Pesach, the Rambam paskins like our sugya. He quotes the drasha, bo, etc. How do we deal with these two sugyas that appear to be at loggerheads, one with the other? How do we distinguish between these two sugyas? The Rambam paskins like our sugya in Hilchos Korban Pesach, and he paskins like Rava over there in terms of the world of Bisman Hazeh. Namely, when there's no Pesach, there are two Ukimtos if they're not being Pesach. One Ukimto if they're not being Pesach is where we have someone who's Mufka from Korban Pesach, and the other is Bisman Hazeh that there's no Korban Pesach. In one Rambam he says that when there's no Korban Pesach, there is a Chiyuv of Marar Midoraisa. In the other he says that when there's no Korban Pesach, there's no Chiyuv of Marar Midoraisa. That Be'erav Tochul Matzos only includes Matzah, not Marar. In our sugya it appears, not only Erav Tochul Matzos, but the din of Bo, and the din of Tochal Olav Chametz and the Hekesh to Matzah is Mashma that we have over here, an equation between Matzah and Marar. Now, how can you distinguish? How can you distinguish? Yes? Very, very nice. So one option of distinguishing is to read the Rambam a little differently. And that's a Chakira, which I found, I'm sorry, before, I couldn't put it in the Maror Kamos, because I only found it after I wrote the Maror Kamos, even the second time, is a Me'iri in Yevamos, in which he points out that we have a Chakira. Afal pisha bi'arnu ba'orel she'eno rashai le'echol b'korban Pesach, Mikomakom muter hu b'matza umaror. The yesh meforshim shechayev b'hem. Achar shehu arol mitzad ha'ones. Namely, when we say over here that in our sugya we have a din of matza and maror, even when there's no pesach, is this a chiyuv or is this a heter? On daf kufchav, we're talking about a chiyuv. The chiyuv of maror is only when there's pesach. The chiyuv of matza is even when there's no Pesach. What about our Gemara? Is our Gemara telling us that the Orel, the Benechar, the Tamei, and the Broder Chachoka, is it telling us that they're Chayav in Matzah and Marah the first night? Or that they're Mutzer to eat Matzah and Marah the first night? I mean, as opposed to Korban Pesach, where they're Osir, here they're Mutzer. If they want to sit, it's like you're in Chutz Laaretz, and there's a second Seder, and you're on your way back to Eretz Yisrael, right? You know, so you're allowed to eat matzah with them. You can eat maror with them. You don't have to. There's no chiyuv, but there's a heter. There's no baltosif. So over here, there's a heter. If we learn it as a chiyuv, then we have a stira. If we learn it as a heter, then there is no stira. Our Gemara clearly views it as a chiv. The question is within the Rambam. The question is, I'll tell you why. In other words, why I'm saying that, because if you read the Rambam, he continues. He says, "Ubo on eno ochel nimi di orel avol ochel matzu umarar v'chein muter lahachil matzu umarar v'ger toshav v'sachir." That a goy is allowed also to eat matzah and marar. The goy is not allowed to eat the korban pesach. Right? They're called ben nechar lo yochel vo kal vachomer a sachir a toshav. A goy can't eat the korban pesach. Certainly a goy is not mekayim a mitzvah. Certainly there's no chiv on a goy to eat matzah and marar. Can he eat matzah and marar? So the Rambam says yes. And the Rambam says this as with the vav hachibur. Bo hu de'ino ochel, then with the orel, avo ochel hu matzah umarah, v'chein muter l'ha'achil matzah umarah l'ger tosha. So it could very well be that we're talking over here about a world of heter, and then there is no stira. In Achinami, our Gemara, we don't pass like our Gemara. We pass it like Rava. Same way that Rava overrides Rav Achar v'Yaakov, Rava overrides our Gemara as well. That's not the end of the world. But the question is, how do you pass it like the two Gemaras? So if you learn the Rambam and Hilchos Chametz HaMatzah is heter, there is no stira. The question is, do we have to, are we forced to say this, or could we say, no, maybe there's a chiyuv, and maybe really there's no stira between Rava and our Gemara. How else could we distinguish? What Rafael said is excellent, right? Rafi, what you said is right. I do think that's pshat in the Rambam. But could we have a pshat that not only would solve the Rambam, but even would say that, in terms of Zimmerman's question, that the Gemara and Hatzos are one another, what distinction could we make? And distinction is clear. The question is what's the svara behind it, yes?
The Gemara only says kol v'chova by this man said. It doesn't mention kol v'chova by Tameh.
Okay. Yeah, in other words, the black and white in the Gemara, this kov, let's assume that we have a chiyuv to eat matzah and marah even when there's no Pesach, that's bisman habayis, namely when you have a korban Pesach, but we have individuals who can't eat that korban. We're dealing with the orel, the nechar, the tameh, the derech rechoka. Those individuals, even though they're mufka from Pesach, but they're chayav matzah marah. The Gemara over here is dealing this man hazeh that there's no korban Pesach. Is there room to distinguish between a situation where there's no korban Pesach and when there is a Korban Pesach, but we have individuals who can't eat the Korban Pesach? Is there room to say that when we have no Korban Pesach, then Marar is Drabana. When we have a Korban Pesach, but we have individuals who can't eat it, then Marar is Doraisa even for those individuals. Then everything would fit in. Then there's no stira between the two. We're dealing with apples and oranges. The only thing is, we wanted to say, maybe even Rav Yehuda holds that the whole drasha of matzah marah milchu is neutralized. So we'd have to say, no, Rav Yehuda is only talking about matzah. He's not talking about marah, as Aaron pointed out. Can you think of a svara to distinguish between these two cases? In other words, it appears on the surface that both of them are cases where there is no korban Pesach. In other words, and then we have to come on to the distinction. This is heter, this is chova. Could we say no? This is chova and this is chova. But the chulzo, the distinction that Yoni makes is crying out. The question is there a svara behind it? What would be the svara behind it? To say that as to whether maror is doraisa or drabanan depends. If we're dealing in a time when there is a korban pesach, we have an individual who's mufka, for him, maror is doraisa. If we're dealing with a time when there is no korban pesach, then for everyone, maror is drabanan. Yes.
And then the pasuk korel lo yochel bo.
Yes.
That doesn't really apply to it. It's not right today. Because today, korban pesach, it's impossible to eat it.
Beseder, I hear the distinction. I'm just saying, is there a svara behind this thing? Say it's gzeiras hakasuv, we could say it's gzeiras hakasuv. That's not a problem. If gzeiras hakasuv, okay, everything is fine. This is gzeiras hakasuv, this is gzeiras hakasuv. I'm not opposed to gzeiras hakasuv. It could be. But the question is, can you think of a svara that would make the gzeiras hakasuv more palatable? That, because we don't need to say, we have your distinction between heter and chiyuv. So if you're going to use another distinction, I'd rather not say kachaze. but rather I wanted to say, is there a svara that you can think of? Okay, let's leave it. Okay, think about it as to whether you can think of a svara. I'm not, in other words, I'm leaving it because I'm not certain. I have a direction, but I'm not certain. So let's leave it that we have certainly a possibility that this could be hetero or this could be chiyuv. We have a clear distinction in terms of the cases. This is the case where there is a Korban Pesach, but we have individuals who have an issue. Here we have no Korban Pesach. The question is only, is there room to distinguish between these two cases? Okay. What I added to the Maror Makomos for today is simply to define terminology. Who is this Ben Nechar, and who is this Ariel? Oh, I should mention to you, if you want to see someone who talks about this topic, so the Minchas Chinuch, at the end of Mitzvah Yud Zayin, has a long diyun in terms of our sugi and the sugi and the kufchaf, and he raises these options. He raises the option of distinguishing between Bizman HaZeh and Bizman HaBayez, and the option of distinguishing between the Heter and the Chiyuv. The Heter and the Chiyuv, again, I found earlier in the Meiri. In one of the footnotes somewhere, I think in the Minchas Chinuch, he says it's also a distinction that Rav Avraham ben HaRambam himself makes. I guess he was asked to for the Rambam, and so he says, it's no problem. This is Heter, this is Chiyuv. In terms of the distinction between Bizman HaZeh and Bizman HaBayis, the Minchas Chinuch makes a distinction, but he was, in other words, the question is, what's the Svara? Okay, let's start off by, who is a ben nechar? Rashi says over here, ben nechar, mi shenisnakru ma'asav la'aviv shebashamayim. And then Rashi continues with three more words, v'lo l'chol ha'torah. What is Rashi hinting at over here in terms of who is this ben nechar? What does Rashi say in Chumash about who is this ben nechar? Perek Yud Beis. Pasuk Mem Gimel. Kol ben nechar lo yochal bo, shenisnakru maisav lo aviv b'shamayim ve'echad goy, ve'echad Yisrael mumar b'mashma. No, who is the Yisrael mumar? No, that's, in other words, the Yisrael mumar. No, Yisrael mumar is not in the pasuk. That's a meshumad. Who is the Yisrael mumar? Mumar le'teyavon, mumar le'hakas. What does it mean to be a mumar? What's the common denominator between teyavon and le'hakas? Someone who does averus amazed. According to Rashi.